Welcome to the Real BS Show, and today is tribute day to Mike Hutzel, my college roommate, a great, wonderful musician, and a super good friend. And we're going to redo his history. So take it away, Mike. That, my friends, was Mr. Michael Hutzel singing and playing the bass.
You know, I have to say that, you know, the quality is very good. You know, we've been mixing music for a while, and they did a great job on...
Well, they went in the studio and made this album. This was in 1983, I think. And then they sent it to Nashville, had it mastered or whatever, and they sold a bunch of albums.
Right. And you said this is a tribute show for Mike.
Yeah. Mike, we wanted to get him on the talk show with us, but he's a little under the gun right now, and so we're going to do it without him.
Yeah, it's a tribute for him. It's kind of a surprise, right?
Yeah. And I don't know. Super guy. Really, really good super guy. and all this fortune and fame didn't go to his head.
No.
You know?
And what do you know what musician, like musical instruments he plays at all?
Oh, in the Distance Band, he plays everything.
Right.
Guitar, they have an organ, piano, strings. I mean, he's sings, you know, whatever sound the keyboards will make, he'll play it.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And he's just, well, what I want to do is listen to, well, we'll listen to a couple of recorded songs, but I want to listen to some of his early 70s and 80s live music that mm-hmm. was recorded live.
Right.
When he was in a three-piece band for all those years. And what I want you to remember is that while he's singing, he's also playing the bass.
Right.
Which is very difficult, at least for me anyways.
Right.
I mean, it's like you're playing single notes, you know, or leads, like.
Right.
And you're trying to sing at the same time, and that's not easy.
No.
Not a lot of people can do that. Strumming a guitar or playing the drums is a little easier.
Right,
but,
right.
Picking notes is not.
Right.
So let's play another song off that album. I don't know the names of the songs.
No.
But I do know the names of the band. The name of the band is Steal the Dark.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a really well-done album. But then we'll get into the live music from the 70s. The Penguin Brothers was
right,
one.
Right.
Pyramid was another one. Steal the Dark. And he had one more. Magnificence, I think, was the last
right.
one. Right. And but let's give another listen.
Sounds good.
He likes to make his presence known.
Welcome back to the Real BS Show. And this is Seth over here, and then Bill's over there.
Yeah, that's where why you got the BS.
Yeah.
The real reason, not the fake reason.
No.
Okay, we're doing a tribute to Mike Hutzel, super guy, super musician. And the first stop, I think, is the Penguin Brothers.
Right.
Okay, they were... Now, we're talking the 70s. Now, this is a live recording, and I think it was done in Oil City. So, I mean, they just set up a couple microphones, and this will tell you how well the mix was. And like I say, Mike's playing bass and singing at the same time. Now, I just picked... there was a bunch of songs on this CD, so I just picked out three of them.
Right.
So, and I don't even know what the names are, really.
Yeah, we don't have that information.
No, I just got tracks... two and track whatever. So we'll start off with track two and let Mike dazzle you with his bass playing and singing.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Mike. And take it away. Waves of no recovery. that'll tell you. That was live, and I think it was live in Oil City at the Holiday Inn.
Wow.
And that's something, you know, back in, what, 76, I think it was when this was recorded.
Right.
Right after, well, we went to college, and don't laugh. I did go to college. Didn't finish. Mike finished, and when he did, he started playing music. He couldn't stop.
Right.
And played and played and played. Well, the Penguin Brothers, three-piece band, if you can imagine that. I mean, it's just beautiful. And he sang and played the bass, which is difficult. And so let's play another song from the Penguin Brothers, okay?
Yeah.
You up for that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
And we'll see what this is all about. We'll go right through the years. Okay.
This is kind of like a, you know, like
it's a tribute to Mike Hutzel. Yeah. He deserves it, boy. I'll tell you, he's what a guy. Okay, take it away.
It's been a long time. Now I'm coming back home. I've been away now. Oh, I've been alone. Away. And if your heart's gone, hold on, I won't be late.
Okay, this is the Real BS Show, and we're doing a tribute to Mike Hutzel, my college roommate. Now, in college, what got me off stray was a band.
Uh-huh.
The name of the band, brace yourself, called The Rear Entrance.
I didn't know that.
I don't think they forgot, though.
No.
But it was a lot of fun. And we built a lighting system in the dorm room, and everybody's wondering what in the world we were doing in there.
Right.
Hammering and putting boards together and wiring everything up, and it was quite a show. We had a whole bunch of colored lights, and we painted them on the backside black, you know, flat black, so they'd
right.
be even a richer color, and lots of cables and cords and stuff, plugged everything in.
Right.
And it was just a fun time, really was. But I think Mike was the only one that could put up with me, you know. Because they started off with one guy, who's a karate guy, and
right.
he couldn't get out of there fast enough. He didn't like me too much. He was there to study. I wasn't. You
oh, jeez.
So, but Mike studied. He finished college, yeah. He's a smart guy, very smart guy. But so that's how, now if my chair squeaks, you're going to have to take it out
right.
with your sophisticated software here. So let's play, let's see, that was the Beatles. Okay, we got another Penguin Brothers?
Oh, so we do.
All right, yeah, let's do another Penguin Brothers, then we'll move on to his next band, the Pyramid.
Yeah.
Okay, because that was really nice recording and good songs, and then after that was Steal the Dark.
Right.
We got some live stuff for Steal the Dark, and then we also got their album that they went in the studio and... You know, probably spent a fortune to get
right. That's why we opened done. The store.
The
show.
The first song. Now, the Steal the Dark album is all original stuff by the band.
Oh wow!
Okay, so I guess we'll let's listen to one more Penguin Brothers. I mean, you know, I wish I could have seen them back in the 70s.
Oh sure,
you know?
Definitely.
I was playing in a band called the Lincoln and just running all over the place, working hard and all that stuff. And I think that's when I. Got into the Raven Sound business, so I don't know. When you're young, you can't remember. Everything's going so fast.
That's what life is.
Yeah. All right, let's hear the Penguin Brothers. Thank you. Mike Hutzel.
That's right.
This is a tribute to Mike Hutzel. This is the Real BS Show. You know what? What was that? The Pyramids?
Yeah.
I picked out three or four songs. Let's just play them right in a row.
Okay.
Okay, it's a live recording. I think it was done someplace in West Virginia, maybe Morgantown or
right.
Morgantown or someplace like that. I'm not sure. But it was done pretty well, and a super guitar player. I mean, of course, Mike. I mean, there's only three of them, so
right. Sounds like there's more than one guitar player there.
Well, let me tell you, I've heard some guitar players, and boy, this guy's good.
His fingers. Yeah, sounds like he has like 30 fingers or something. Oh, going
sounds
on
like
there.
He's part of the guitar. You know, it's just. So okay, we'll do three or four songs here right in a row, and then we'll move on to the Steal the Dark and see what we can pick off those.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Mike, and this whole hour is for you.
Looking for words, love to say. lights are bright on Broadway. They say there's always magic in the air. When you're walking down that street and you ain't had enough to eat, the glitter rubs right off and you're no way, yeah. Ooh.
drawn, but I saw through the window to your soul, and I found you.
Yeah.
BS show, and we're doing Mike Hutzel Day.
Yeah.
And A little country flavor there, huh?
A little bit.
Boy,
yeah.
You hear that guitar player?
Woo. My fingers almost fell off from
Jeez,
that.
Jeez, oh man, mine are smoking and I ain't even playing. Mike, I just want to say thanks for being such a good friend, and I'm glad we got back together again. He's the music director for our distance band. We're our experiment in space here.
Right.
And they're dimming the lights on us, so that means our studio hour's about up. So
yeah, we just wanted to lift you up, man. You know, we all go through struggles sometimes. But
yeah, we wanted to have you on the show, but, you know, family comes first, and we agree with that, so...
We can plan that in the future, yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it again in the future, and we'll get Gary and get the whole band on here.
Yeah.
And introduce you to everybody
around
the world. So, Mike, before we go, though, I wanted to play this one. This is my favorite song off the album.
Right.
Okay, and it's I'm not sure, I don't think Mike wrote it, but it's an original. Somebody in the band wrote it.
Right.
So, let's play that one. We'll see you all next time. Mike, thanks for being a friend. And good luck. And stay safe, guy. And we'll talk to you real soon.
See ya.
The bar room is about to close. The band is going home. You all night, and you're still sitting there all alone. So why don't I play a slow one on that jukebox in the back? It might be what we both. Get us on the right track, and baby, dance with me, move me across the floor, dance with me, hold me tight, dance with me, pretend you're my. Looking man to come your way tonight, but I'm light on my feet, style can't be beat, you know I will treat you right. They're stacking up the chairs now, it's not my quarter go to waste, and baby, dance with me, move me across the floor, dance with me, hold me tight, dance with me, pretend you're my lover, make me believe it could last all.
Thank you, Mike Hutzel, for, well, number one, for being my roommate. I was the luckiest guy in the world to get you for a roommate, I'll tell you that.
Right.
And, you know, I've been through a lot. I've heard a lot of music over the years. And I got to say, you're pretty special. And I don't know, just thanks for being in the distance band, and thanks for fumbling around with us guys.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you spent your whole life playing music. Wow.
That's a lot of years.
You know, five, six nights a week for years and years. Wow.
All that practice makes perfect.
Yeah, it sure does, and there's the proof of it right there. So maybe we'll get you on the phone sometime with Gary. But I just want to say thank you, and, you know, stay safe, my friend, and, you know, I hope everything works out in your favor, and just keep staying. What'd you say?
Stay awesome. Yeah.
Stay awesome, yeah.
Yeah, he needs to stay awesome.
Well, yeah. That's not a problem for him. He's a very humble guy, so it never did go to his head, and he just... Super guy.
You know, sometimes some people just need a little bit lifting up, and you know, they need a little bit of, like, you know, here's the reality.
Well, I'm 70, so I'm not very strong. I can't lift people anymore.
But you know, we do appreciate you, Mike.
And for sure.
You know, you and Gary, you guys bring something to the table that's like, you know, the talent.
You kind of spiced up my life here a little bit. You know, made it fun to be. Instead of just out chopping wood all the time. Now I got a little once a week to get together with you guys.
Right.
So, Mike, be safe. Let's stay friends forever, and we'll see you next week.